results of this particular trial, it's only early days, but after 6 weeks, we did a cut after 6 weeks between a paddock that was had no compost applied versus a paddock that had the compost applied. The actual yield were 3 to 4 times higher on the compost applied. Our prediction is that this soil will require less than half the synthetic fertiliser in the next couple of years.
How much synthetic fertiliser would usually be used?
Oh, somewhere in the vicinity of 200 to 250 kilograms per hectare.
You say by using this organic compost it will halve the use of synthetic fertilisers. How much of this particular compost needs to be used per hectare?
Well, this particular trial is a 10, 20 and 30 tonne per hectare trial. There's not a lot of difference between the 20 and 30 hectare, so if we say 30 tonne per hectare on a once-only basis...
Tell me, what are the different components that have come together to produce this?
Simply green waste compost from your pruning trees and green fields clearing of trees and whatnot, air and moisture.
They're fairly standard ingredients which farmers can probably very easily find around their farm. Is this not something they could produce themselves?
Well, it's a specialised sort of thing. They can do it, and farmers in Mackay a few years back were doing it in the cane industry. It can be done, it's just a matter of scale. Obviously, the bigger producers can do things at a bigger scale and cheaper net cost.
How is this particular organic compost different from anything else we're seeing on the market?
Well, it's different because it's actually totally 100% from wood waste, if you like.
So what we're really talking about here is improving soil health. What are the benefits of this organic compost, particularly here in central Queensland, where you outlined that the soil is not particularly good?
Well, the benefits are that we've run down our organic carbon levels in these soils, and the soils to start off with aren't that great, but we've run the organic carbon that was in there down. We're actually putting in what we've taken out in some way or other, and also the form of the nutrients we're putting in are actually slow release. In other words, they won't run off as synthetic fertilisers do.
So it could potentially reduce sediment runoff?
It definitely will reduce sediment runoff.
Where we are out here on a cattle station where you've conducted these trials, the land's very flat. When there are floods, does that not then wash away the compost that has been put down or the nutrients it's then put into the soil?
No, not really, because the compost actually becomes co-mingled with the soil. As in nature, when we had it happening over a period of 30 or 40 years, it actually adds protection because it improves the actual soil structure. In other words, the water will tend to infiltrate rather than run off.
Ryan Olive, you're a third-generation cattle farmer here at Raglan Station, about 60 kilometres out of Rockhampton, where the trial is being held with this organic compost. What made you want to participate in this trial and transition from the traditional pasture-growing methods and synthetic fertilisers to compost applications?
I think it's just a good opportunity to try and improve the soil structure, and what we've always done doesn't always have to be the right way. If we keep looking for new and innovative ways, we might find something, or something better might come along. No point being behind the eight ball.
What has been the process involved in this transition?
There hasn't been a great deal. We just basically ripped the country and applied the compost, and just got a bit of water from the irrigator, and there's really not much else or no other stuff we've had to do to keep it going.
What about scepticism, though? Was there any scepticism heading into this trial?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty hard to say that you can put 10 tonne of stuff on in a hectare and you're going to get a good result. When you first put it out, you can hardly see it on the ground and you think, this will be interesting to see if this works. But that's what the trials are all about.
And 3 months in, is that what you've seen?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can see the results when you walk around the paddock for yourself. The results will be in when we bale shortly. And I think the true results will be in the next time we bail, the time after, and this time next year. If we can keep seeing the results we are now, then that'll be pretty good.
What about the cost comparison for you from using those synthetic fertilisers and using the compost?
Well, when you work it all out, it is a little bit dearer, but if you don't have to put this on every year like the synthetics, or every time like the synthetics, well, then there is a cost benefit there. But like I said, this is still a trial, so, you know, 2 years down the time, we should have a bit more worked out.
In terms of your livestock, you're running about 2,000 head of cattle here at Raglan Station. What are the benefits of this kind of pasture for your cattle?
Well, they won't actually get to eat it directly, but when we bale it, hopefully we get increased bales when we do bale, and the protein and nutrition level will be a bit higher as well. So hopefully they get a benefit out of that.